Suppose Scratch has come down with a bit of a cold, and he keeps coughing. Let's begin to implement that program. When green flag clicked, let's have Scratch say, not hello, but cough for 1 second, and let's start there. Green flag, single cough. He's a bit more under the weather than that, though, so let's have him cough a few times. But let's have him pause a little bit to catch his breath in between each. So let's wait 1 second after that. And now let's go back to looks, drag another say block, this time again saying cough for 1 second. And let's again grab wait 1 second. Now let's click the green flag. Two coughs. Some time passes, though, and he's still not doing so well, and the next time this happens, he's going to cough three times. Well, rather than dragging and dropping and dragging and dropping the same puzzle pieces again and again, Scratch actually lets me duplicate puzzle pieces by clicking with my right mouse button or with control clicked on my keyboard, duplicate, so I can paste that right into place. So now I have a sequence of three coughs, and maybe more if I continue that pattern. Cough, cough, cough. Now, the fact that I was getting bored dragging and dropping or duplicating the same puzzle pieces should have been a cue to me that I'm probably not implementing this program with the best design. Anytime you resort to dragging and dropping the same puzzle pieces again and again, or copying and pasting your own code, indeed, you can probably be implementing this program more elegantly. In fact, haven't we seen a construct before that would let us do something again and again and again?